Hello everyone, hope you're doing great today. Make sure you check out my Instagram at Joe the Insomniac and the podcast in the description below. All throughout the 1980s, I spent a lot of time with my dad and his friends riding dirt bikes in an unpopulated area of Maricopa County, California called Dogtown. The area was dotted with old abandoned gold mines and fire roads. There's quite a few areas with isolated residents. My dad and his friends would often talk about avoiding a certain resident where the occupant would chase off the riders. We actually rode past this place once, and there were two men that rushed out of the house, letting dogs off on us. We were luckily able to get past them and escape. Now, I never gave it much thought until the early 90s when I was working in the fire service. Some of my co-workers were former CDF firefighters, now called CAL FIRE. And once, when we were up in that area, on our day off, they were talking about the hermit killer who lived down a certain road. It was the same guy that chased us off, and his name was JG. According to my co-workers, he had been accused of killing his neighbours who had a quarrel with him, but it can never be proven, even though he supposedly bragged about it. Investigators supposedly found barrels of acid on his property, and it's believed that's how he hid the bodies. Another firefighter friend worked at a remote forest station called Kingsley. One night, he and his fellow firefighters heard an engine revving outside. They walk out and find JG pulling out a body from his little West End pickup, throwing it onto the station lawn, yelling, "I killed him," in self-defense, and driving off. I don't actually remember the outcome of that incident, but apparently he was not charged. In 1987, there was a huge fire that raged for months called the Stanislaus Complex Fire. During one of the daily briefings, JG drove up and personally threatened the incident commander if his house isn't saved. Another firefighter I knew that JG would drive to San Francisco and pick up teenage runaways, bring them by his place, and they'd never be seen again. He was described to me as looking like a dirty Santa Claus in a Chevy S10 pickup. Once, about 13 years ago, I spent the day riding in an area called Anderson Valley, which was pretty close to JG's area. When we were leaving for the day and almost back at the main road, I saw a Chevy S10 pickup going down towards Dogtown. It was driven by a dirty Santa Claus looking guy, and there's a teenager in the passenger seat. I recently spoke to the firefighter who worked at Kingsley, and he said that JG probably died as he's very old now. I want to start off by saying, I was between the ages of like 10 to 12 when this happened. I don't remember exactly what year it was. I'm in high school now, so it was a few years ago. At my old apartment building, the parking lot was a circle. There was a staircase off the parking lot down to a cement platform where kids could play, down to a sidewalk, and there's some area for playing sports in. There was a staircase off the grass/platform that led to a path into the woods. Cracked asphalt led through the woods to the other side of the neighborhood, which was regular single-family homes. Now, one day, a man walks out of the woods and up both flights of stairs. He was wearing a full-body black Grim Reaper-style cloak, making circles around the parking lot. My mum, who was a single mum, made the wise decision to not run any errands until he left. Hours have passed now, 4 p.m, 5 p.m, 6 p.m. Cloakman was still there, looping by the parking lot. By this time, the sun is setting. My dad came to pick me up after dinner to go to his house. When we got back, guess who was there? Cloakman. The sky was black. The man was shrouded within the darkness. The HOA sucked, and all the streetlights are burnt out. Our headlights actually illuminate him as we drove by. I saw him more clearly this time, his head bowed, the cloak completely covering his face. Hours passed now. By the time I went to bed, Cloakman was still wandering. He had been wandering the parking lot for the entire day. When I tell you this man was walking for at least 12 hours, that would not be an exaggeration. I wake up the following day, and there's literally no trace of him whatsoever. I still don't know who he is or what he wanted. I just hope I never have to see him again. So this didn't happen to only me, but my uncle too. I must clarify this. This was after Christmas Eve, and we went to a party. Everyone went home. I decide to stay, because my cousin and I are watching a movie. My uncle, who used to walk his dogs in the woods next to a park, went to take them out. Before this, my aunt told him that, "You shouldn't do this, because it's